This podcast is brought to you by the American Chemical Society. The Global Challenges Chemistry Solutions podcast from ACS discusses how chemistry research is critical in solving some of the world's most daunting problems concerning energy, food, and water. Go to acs.org for more information.
This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Karen Hopkin. This will just take a minute.
Truth in advertising is a questionable concept because it's often self-serving to lie, whether you're talking about a used car salesman or a poisonous snake. And no, they're not the same thing. In the natural world, there are poisonous creatures that advertise their unpalatability with bright colors. And then there are other critters that try to protect themselves by merely mimicking the bright coloration of creatures that produce nasty toxins, but without actually expending the energy on making the toxins themselves. These mimics are hoping to get by lying about being a bad meal. But what about the beasties that really are filled with poison? Can they lie too? Maybe save a little energy by producing a less colorful display? Well, scientists from the UK say it looks like they can't. See, when an animal makes a toxin, it also makes an antitoxin to keep it from poisoning itself. And those antitoxins are usually antioxidants, which also double as pigments. So the more toxic a critter is, the more antioxidants it needs, and the more honestly flamboyant its outfit, results published by the Royal Society on November 19th. So next time you run into a yellow-banded poison dart frog, remember, what you see is what you get.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkin.